actually he's doing himself a favor. He's not doing the poor person. Obviously there is some gain and benefit for the poor, but the person should really feel that I'm doing myself a favor. I'm cleaning my own wealth. I'm purifying my own wealth, like the person that is taking his car for a car wash, or person is taking his clothes to the laundromat. He thinks to himself that the benefit I'm getting, because at the end of the day I'll have a clean car, I'll have a clean set of clothes, because now it is getting washed. The person doesn't feel it hard to pay that amount now, that 50 rand or the 60 rand. He doesn't pay it hard to pay to the car wash, whatever charge the laundromat gives him. He doesn't find it hard. Why? He knows in return what I'm getting. I'm getting a clean set of clothes. I'm getting a clean car. So he understands that he's getting some benefit. When a person realizes also that there's great benefit for me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is cleaning and purifying that wealth that Allah Pak has given me. Another thing ulama explain is if a person thinks to himself that this is not through my own doing, this money that I've got is not through my own doing, this is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah Pak has given me this, and he's telling me out of this 1/40th, out of every 40 portions you've got here, one portion to give away for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How easy that is. When a person thinks that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not my own doing, it's not my intelligence. If my intelligence was the madar, Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, that if intelligence was the basis of rozi, then you'll find that all the unintelligent people will die out of hunger. People that are not educated, they will die out of hunger. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that you'll find many times the uneducated people are far more exceeding as far as wealth is concerned than those people that have got education. In this regard, Mawlana Ashrafi Thanvi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi mentions an incident, the Latifa they call it, that there was once a person that was traveling with his, a Bedouin. He had his donkey, and on his donkey he had two heaps on top, and he had it covered and he was going. So on the way he met a very sophisticated, intelligent person. So this person had asked him that, what have you got here on your donkey? So he said, I've got two loads. So he asked him, what is these two loads that you've got? So he said, one load I've got wheat, and the other load I've got sand. So this educated person is telling him that sand you get everywhere. Why are you carrying sand? Anywhere you go you can get sand. But what are you carrying? Why are you carrying the sand? So he said, no, you see, we have to have a correct balance as far as the load is concerned. On an animal, you have to have a good balance. Even in the old days, you'll find something was known as a hodaj. Hodaj was the carriage where the ladies would go. You would always need it to be balanced. So if there was one woman sitting on the right-hand side, you need another woman to sit on the left-hand side, so that the balance is correct when that carriage is moving or that animal. So similarly, when there's a load on an animal, those people that have been to Asian countries, third world countries, you'll see that always they've got a load on both sides. He said, no, to balance it, I got the wheat on one side and I got the sand on the other side. So this intelligent person told him, if you do it like this, take the sand out and take the wheat and divide it into two. Put half the wheat on this side, half the wheat on that side. Automatically, half the load is off this animal. This animal will move faster and your load also is balanced. So this Dihati, this Bedouin is thinking, this man here is such an intelligent mashura he's giving me. Such an educated mashura he's giving me. He must be a very wealthy person. In his mind now, this Bedouin is thinking that I got 100 cows. I wonder how many cows he's got. I got so many sheep and goats. I wonder how much he's got. I got so many pieces of land. I wonder how many pieces of land he's got. Such an educated mashura is giving me. Let me ask him how many he got. So he asked him, how many cows you got? And this person, educated person, said, I don't have even one cow. He said, how many goats you got? He said, I don't have any goat. How many pieces of land? He said, no, I don't even own a piece of land. Then the Bedouin thought to himself that this man can't be intelligent. I'm not taking his mashura. He carried on moving like that. So anyway, Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi is giving this example to explain to us that if it was a basis of intelligence that a person gets rosy, then you would find that the uneducated people won't have wealth. And very often you will find that Allah Pak gives those people even that don't have any type of intelligence. I mentioned the incident the other day that one person came to me and he told me that he was a complete fallout from school. And his two elder brothers are professionals working in Johannesburg, doing so well. But today he is helping them. He is assisting them. And he is much younger than them, but he is ready to retire. He wants to create his own waqf also. So this is rozi. Rozi is a thing such, it doesn't depend on a person's brain. This is purely from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if Allah Pak is giving it and is asking to give 1/40th, how easy we should find. This is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is difficult? I cannot not only give 1/40, I'll give even more than that. I mentioned also the incident of one person. He He tells me his policy is such, Lapak has blessed him with so much of baraka. It's not because he's got that baraka that he's giving him, but because he has got these type of sifat and qualities in him, that he says that even I match my lilla with my zakat. So if I'm giving X amount of zakat, then I give X amount of lilla. So this is the spirit a Muslim has. He doesn't hold back. He wants to give all the time. Let's do one hadith. عن طلحة بن عبيد الله رضي الله عنه قال جاء رجل إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أهل نجد ثائر الرأس نسمع دوي صوته ولا نفقه ما يقول حتى دنا من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذا طلحة بن عبيد الله رضي الله عنه narrates that a man from Najd he came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and now he's giving the description of this man, that he had disheveled hair. We could hear the murmuring of this man, but we couldn't understand what he was saying. Ulama explain that sometimes when a person is repeating something, for example, we want to remember one cell phone number. Now what we'll do, we'll keep repeating that number so that we don't forget it. For example, we want to remember the number the person gave us, so we'll repeat it a few times. Or something we want to remember, we try and repeat it. So this person was trying to remember what he's going to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he was murmuring those words, what he's going to ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we heard him murmuring, wala nafqahu ma yaqul. We didn't understand what words he was saying. We could just hear him saying something. Hatta dana min Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until he came close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fa'idha huwa yas'alu anil Islam. So he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is Islam? Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, خمس صلوات في اليوم وليلة. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started off by telling him that 5 times salat day and night. Qala hal alayya ghayruhunna. He asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do I have to do any more than these? Any more than these 5 salat do I have to do? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, qala la illa an tatawwa. You don't need to do, except if you want to do optional. You want to do nafil, then you can do, but it is not faraz more than these for you to do, except if you want to do optional. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَصِيَامُ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to the next item and he mentioned the fasting in the month of Ramadan. قَالَ هَلْ عَلَيَّ غَيْرُهُ. He asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do I have to keep any more fast than these? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, لَا إِلَّا أَن تَطَوَّعَ. No, except if you want to do optional fasting. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, قَالَ وَذَكَرَ لَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ زَكَاةً. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to him zakat. فَقَالَ هَلْ عَلَيَّ غَيْرُهَا. So he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do I have to give more charity than this, in this zakat that you have mentioned? قَالَ لَا إِلَّا أَن تَطَوَّعَ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, except if you want to give now optional charity. فَأَدْبَرَ الرَّجُلُ وَهُوَ يَقُولُ. So this person now, he turned away and he was saying these words, والله لا أزيد على هذا ولا أنقص. And I take an oath in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will not increase upon this and I will not decrease from what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard him saying these words, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the Sahaba, فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَفْلَحَ إِن صَدَقَ. That this person will be successful if he is true to his word. If he is honest in what he is saying, then this person will be successful. Ulama explained that we can understand when a person says, I will not decrease, that makes sense. But yeah, he said, I will not increase and I will not decrease. In other words, I'll do exactly what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me. So one explanation is, he was saying that I will do as I am told. I won't do any changes from my side. Now, second explanation Ulama give is sometimes an expression like in Urdu, they use, if a person wants a discount, he will tell the person that he's selling that kami beshi karna. Kami means make it low, beshi means make it high. So he's not telling the person that he's buying from make it high, he's actually telling him make it come, make it less. But it's an expression that is used that make it less. So here this expression that the person is saying that I will not increase and I will not decrease, actually an expression to say that I won't go below this amount, I will do more than what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him. Anyway, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this particular hadith to show us that this is part of Islam. The question that was asked to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, what was Islam? And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about salat. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about, fasting. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned about zakat, to show us that this is all part and parcel of our deen. So one is the outward aspect which is known as Islam, and there's another thing that is known as Ihsan. Ihsan has to do with the internal dimension of our deen. InshaAllah we'll continue. May Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.